has started. Roger.
It's Wednesday, May 11th, 2016. We're back just like we said we would be. You can trust us.
Everything's fine. We ain't no liars.
That's right. No, we're not. I'm not going to lie also when I tell you that we're live right now over at goodstuff.fm/live. If you haven't put that URL in your URL bar yet, give it a try. We're not always live, and there is a schedule over there that'll let you know when other shows on the network are live as well. So go do that. You can also call, leave us a message, or text us, you know, on a phone. One of those old-timey hello devices. Hello. 949-342-6578. And most of the time, I have no idea who you are, so enjoy the anonymity. How you doing today? Any better with the allergens?
No, they're still attacking me.
Shabby. Hubby.
There has been an awakening
with the allergies and the pollen. Mm-hmm.
Have you felt it?
Have you felt it in your
nose?
Yeah,
I'm feeling it right now.
Kenny?
Huh?
Chew.
Yeah. No, it's a sneeze.
That's the first part of the sneeze.
Chew.
Oh, it's the first part. And then the second part is...
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure you feel like that right now.
Yeah. A little bit. A little bit of Transformer. A little bit of Finn from Star Wars.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
Mambo number 5. Mambo
number 5.
Hey, Kyle.
Five. Yeah, hey.
Hey, hi. Ooh, we're doing a show. I saw Civil War last night.
What?
Yep.
How was it?
It was great. Like, I remember when I saw The Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Which was the previous Captain America movie. And I said,
in the winter.
That's the best Marvel movie I've ever seen. Well, this one trumps that one. For me. The feel of the movie is just right. All of the characters are like spot on. It doesn't really miss a beat at all.
Did you feel like there were too many characters though?
You know what? They did a very, very good job of wrangling everybody together and really centering the story on the characters that really needed it. So in the trailers, you see all, you know, you see the characters like running at each other, right? And you see just the whole cast that has been built up over the course of what 8 years are right now showing up in this movie. It's still controlled. It doesn't feel dead. Like, I mean, you don't feel like bludgeoned in the head because you're watching all of these characters in this movie. So I thought it was really good. And the problem though that I had, and it's not with the movie, the problem is with the release having been so close to Batman versus Superman.
Okay.
That you have, sorry, dang it, Kyle, you threw off my train of thought. I read your little text.
You can't. I derailed the train.
You derailed me.
It's coming back.
Sorry.
Here it comes.
Kyle's warning me that if I'm not next to my microphone, he can't hear me. I got too excited. I was waving my arms around. Sorry. Backyard baseball. Where was I? Oh, people are going to love this segment. Batman vs. Superman. So Batman vs. Superman was not a good movie. Have you seen it?
Of course I've seen it. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It sucked. Now, Civil War, in comparison, is so much better, Kyle. Eh. It's so much better. I'm not going to say that they are in direct competition, but they kind of are. And Civil War is just so much better than Batman vs. Superman.
Okay.
There's like, I'd say about 5% of Batman vs. Superman is good.
Wow.
And I'd say about 95% of Civil War is good.
So if you watch them back to back.
The other 5% is a little too much setup or something.
Yeah, you watch them back to back and you feel whole again.
Oh, man.
As a human.
I can't even imagine watching those things back to back. I'd watch Batman vs. Superman and then go, I'm done with superhero movies for a while. Like it left a bad taste in my mouth.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And in my heart.
Poor thing. Oh. Well.
So anyway, that was my little spiel, and it was completely, like you said, derailed. I think maybe we put the train back on the tracks though.
Yeah.
How do they do that, by the way? How do they put the train back on the tracks? Do they have to use a crane? A train crane?
The train crane! Hi, I'm Niles Train Crane. I'm thinking that they don't ever. They just take the pieces and then they put it in a giant smashing machine and turn it into a liquid train. And
liquid
then,
train.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Drops of Jupiter, I think, is what come out of that.
Wow.
Man. John Bon Jovi.
Okay. I wanted you to come up with a better answer, but okay, but, sure.
All I can do is perpetually joke. That's pretty much everything that I can do with my life. So I'm sorry.
That's all Very the show sorry. Is, Kyle. It's us making jokes at each other.
So,
and then we find them funny, but the other guy doesn't find them
funny. That's right. That's exactly how it works.
And the listeners are the ones who suffer.
Couple of things here, Kenny, before we get into today's headlines. I'm going to fumble with a couple of my network settings here to try and improve the quality of this call. If live folks are listening, you basically sound like a robot. And we are going to improve that here, hopefully, while you read the headlines. So keep the train a truckin', and we'll just, you know, go from there and see after the headlines whether or not things sound okay. Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Let's do it.
These are today's headlines.
All right, here we go. Kepler mission announces largest planet collection ever discovered. NASA's Kepler mission has verified 1,284 new planets, the single largest finding of planets to date. Quote, "This announcement more than doubles the number of confirmed planets from Kepler," said Ellen Stoffen, chief scientist at NASA headquarters in Washington. "This gives us hope that somewhere out there, around a star much like ours, we can eventually discover another Earth. Earth 2! The Revenge." I have to sneeze. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hi. All right, you're there. Hi.
Oh, uh-oh. My eyes are leaking. I can't read the text.
No, really?
I sneezed so hard.
Oh gosh, he's gone. He's gone. Voice connecting. All right, hold on. Here we go. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, Oh no, there is no route. There we go. Hi.
Hi.
Wow, you're back.
What happened?
I told you I was going to fumble with a couple of network settings here. And everything's fine. Nobody can tell. Should be okay now. Let's do the next one.
All right. I got burp. One more. WhatsApp just released a desktop app for Mac and Windows. Woohoo! About 16 months after making its messaging service available on the web, Facebook-owned WhatsApp is coming to the desktop. The company said yesterday, that its apps are now available for Windows 8 and above and Mac OS 10.9, which is Mavericks, and above. Mm-hmm. That is in addition to its existing apps for Android, iOS, BlackBerry, and Windows Phone, among others. Except, WhatsApp? Oh, that's that texting nonsense, right?
Yeah, that's the one that Facebook bought, yeah?
I thought they were going to roll that into Messenger.
No. People are already using
this. Is this the one
this.
People pay for?
Yeah, you can pay. You used to like be able to pay
subscribe.
For it.
Subscribe.
I think they stopped that, though. I feel like they stopped that, potentially.
Okay, maybe I give a shot.
Maybe
now that it's on my desktop.
Now that there are 9 billion people on the service. Sure, yeah, let's do it.
Right, now that it's available for everybody, including BlackBerry, I needed to talk to my BlackBerry friends. Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle, the first Hyperloop 1 propulsion test will take place at around 10 a.m. today. Woo-hoo! In the Nevada desert.
Yeah.
An electric motor traveling at speeds of up to 300 miles per hour along a half-mile-long test track. That's going to happen. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Hyperloop 1 has pods that would carry passengers inside of low-pressure tubes, which uses electromagnets. Ooh. The company hopes to carry out a full system test before the end of the year. I really hope with human subjects.
Very good.
Let's hope so. I really hope so. Here comes the Hyperloop.
No, it's going to be a whole new sound. It's going to be like a train revamped.
No. How do you get
new train whistles? They're going to be Hyperloop whistles.
How do I get a Hyperloop whistle? Or how do you put a Hyperloop back on the track when it does crash?
I think it's always on the track. I don't think it ever falls off. Because of magnets.
Here comes the Hyperloop.
Just a bunch of bunny hills.
Yeah. Just up. And down and up. It's going so fast, you know, even just the small ones.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe they should test out the Hyperloop on Amazon's Top Gear competitor, and it's going to be called the Grand Tour. Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond, and James May's new show for Amazon finally has a new name and is called the Grand Tour, which is not very good. I don't like that name.
Okay.
Quote, we'll be traveling the world, hosting each episode in a different country from a giant tent. Clarkson said in a statement to The Guardian, it's a sort of grand tour, if you like. So we decided to call it the Grand Tour. OK, I guess that makes sense. Over at the BBC, Matt LeBlanc and Chris Evans' revamped Top Gear is scheduled to premiere in the UK sometime this month, but it has been plagued with production problems.
I have heard
that the hosts have a little bad blood, I think, and without the main three, what's the point, right?
What is the point of all of this?
Do you watch Top Gear?
I absolutely do not watch Top Gear. I attempted.
I suggest. Yes. I suggest it.
I suggest. Blah, 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 blah. Man, I'm
perfect.
I'm just all of these. Man, where are these old sounds? Gotta find it.
Those are your headlines.
Well, thanks.
And I hope that your connection is good now.
Come on.
Come on.
It's not playing. No. You're there. I can hear you. But for some reason, it's not playing my sounds. So,
That's is your volume up?
That's very odd. Yeah, volume is all the way up. All the way over here. Well, Kenny, I'll figure it out. Because it's brought to you by Feed Press. That's right. Today's episode of Morning Show, the show you're listening to right now. And really, if you got through that point where I held that note for quite a long time, you should also be thanking Feed Press as well.
Yeah.
Feed Press is RSS feed analytics and podcast file hosting in a simple, intuitive, and unified dashboard. Feed Press features powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks, a slick drag and drop podcast hosting interface, and everything you need in order to submit an optimized feed to iTunes. That's right. They've got 250 megabytes of Limber file storage that rolls over monthly. Just rolls, tumbles even. You can easily upload 4-hour-long episodes per month. Right there. Upgrading file storage is easy and affordable. Starting at just a flat rate of $20 for one giggle. Go to feed.press/morningshow today. Sign up. Try it. Try that feed press for 14 days without any contractions or any commitments. Use the promo code morningshow during checkout. That's right. You'll get 10% off with that promo code. Promo code. Morningshow. One word. No spaces. It can even be lowercase. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Huge thanks to Feed Press for their support of Morning Show and the good stuff. .fm podcast broadcast network. Network.
Come here, okay. Kenny.
Two things.
Yeah, tell me.
Mm-hmm. Number one, I really hope that you're correct in saying that there are no contractions when I use that service.
Yes.
I don't think I can handle that.
Are you fully dilated right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
My nostrils are.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, ugh. Please.
Mm-hmm. All right. And number two.
Yeah.
This just in, okay. Breaking news.
Hold on. I've got some sounds for it. Go ahead.
That's it. That's what you were going to play. All right. Top Gear release date. Remember when we were saying that, the Top Gear 3 guys who left,
yeah.
They have their new show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just said it. You know, you remember that part?
Yeah.
Like a minute ago?
Yeah.
Well, their replacements finally have a start date.
Okay.
Not to be outdone by the rivals.
Right.
Chris Evans and company have attempted to steal the limelight back, announcing the start date of their newly revamped Top Gear.
Oh,
the show, which features Matt LeBlanc, Eddie Jordan, and Sabine Schmitz.
It's pronounced what? Cher.
Sure. We'll finally return to the BBC in just a few weeks on the 29th of May.
Oh boy.
So really? There you go. 21 minutes ago. No comments.
They waited what? An hour? And then they were like, guys, we gotta put this in. Not even an hour.
Kyle. The BBC hates Jeremy Clarkson.
No kidding. My goodness. Can't they?
He hates them. What? They hate him. But he has the fan base. That's the problem. He has the fan base.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't.
He is the likable person.
I do not understand the appeal, but I might understand the appeal out because the car, it goes and the tires make
my.
The. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Goes in the car and then you drive it. Can we just both of these BBC shows and Amazon?
No. One's Amazon.
No, I get it. One's Amazon and the other one is the Biebs. But here's my message to you.
Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Just make the thing, and then
Wait a second. Did you call it the Biebs?
Yeah, what?
Like, Justin BBC?
No. Oh, come on! What? I'm having trouble. So I'm trying to play some well-known sounds from this program that we've got here, and I am just having a heck of a time. I will also attempt. Man, everything is breaking today. It's fine. But I've got some facts for you while I attempt to fix this at the same time, Kenny.
Sure, Kyle. I'd love to hear some facts.
What vegetable was carved before you carved pumpkins. So, you know, you and I really enjoy our, we haven't done an episode of the show as morning show yet. But let's just say the transmission Halloween spectacular that we do every year.
Yeah.
That we have done twice. Thoroughly enjoyable. Quite enjoyable.
Yes.
But what would we carve if pumpkins did not exist? Can you guess?
What would we carve if they didn't exist, or that we just didn't know that we could carve a pumpkin?
Potato. Both.
We'd carve a potato?
Okay. That's a potato would potentially
butternut
work.
Squash?
How big is a potato?
We'd carve a human.
That's not okay. I mean,
okay, I gotta
sneeze. That sounds about right, but
OMG.
Yeah. Now it's working. That's exactly what I needed. Well, long before pumpkin carving became popular, people in Ireland were carving turnips, not pumpkins, because famine, hashtag famine, and lighting them with embers, which I think is a spell from World of Warcraft, to ward off evil spirits.
Actually, I think it's a spell from Pokemon.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think it's from the World of Warcraft.
Turnips, I choose you!
Hey, hold on a second.
What?
If turnips wasn't a vegetable, like, yes. if turnips were not vegetables...
What would we turn down for?
That does sound like a Pokemon name, doesn't it?
Turnip?
Ah, yeah. Turnip!
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Turnip.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin also sounds like a Pokemon name.
Oh, hi, pumpkin.
Hi, pumpkin. There's a train going by. My whole room is shaking. A train is going by. Is it you?
I'm in the background. Everything okay
I'm
now?
I'm still shaking over here. It's like my desk is cold and it's like shivering.
Maybe the train has allergies. Maybe that's the issue.
I think it's the allergy train. I think it's the one that brings all the allergies to my doorstep.
Here comes the allergy train. That's right. Kenny, I've got another fact for you.
Good.
Because
that other one was kind of...
What is the most recycled material in the United States?
Aluminium.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
99% of all asphalt is recycled and used to fix and build roads over and over again.
Maybe they shouldn't do that because the roads around here are garbage.
Yes, I believe that is probably because they have not repaved them.
Oh, that's probably why.
I would assume a variety of...
That's a good reason.
So here's what the pavement is actually made out of. Recycled roof shingles. So it's houses in the ground. Ground rubber from tires, I guess just falling off of the car as it drives by slowly.
Yeah.
Glass, which doesn't sound safe.
No, that sounds terrible.
Foundry sand. Foundry sand. It's a molding sand, also known as foundry sand, is a sand that, when moistened and compressed or oiled or heated, I guess many, many different things that you could do to it, tends to pack well and holds its shape. So it's like a mortar cycle. Slag. Swag, I think. What is slag?
Slag.
Looking that up. Stony waste matter separated from metals during the smelting or refining of ore.
Hold on. You have to read that last one.
It's also a promiscuous woman, according to the British Informer.
No, not that.
Slag. I mean, you're such a swag. Mm-hmm. And even pig manure.
There you go.
Pig manure. Pig manure.
That sounds like a Pokemon.
Pig?
Manure.
Oh, manure.
Manure. I think this should be a new segment.
Kenny reads a word to Kyle and says it's a Pokemon, and Kyle has to come up with the no. call for the Pokemon.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Dude, we played a game last year, I think, or somewhat recently, where I had to correctly identify the call of a Pokemon, didn't I? Or am I making that up?
That was a fever dream.
Okay, that was last night in my allergy riddled nightmare. Yeah,
yes. So as you say that, of course, I Google Emeeds and just looking for potentially someone to show me that we did that last time, but I cannot indeed find it. So.
Oh, so, bummer.
Bums indeed. Kenny, got one more fact for you.
Good.
The five toes on a raccoon's front paws are extremely dexterous. They function essentially as five little fingers, which allow it to grasp and manipulate food it finds in the wild.
What? But I do that too.
Yeah. Hello, little raccoon fingers. How are you?
How are you?
Yeehaw!
Little tiny raccoon fingers.
Okay.
You remember when...
I'm not impressed by that, by the way.
When... Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you just jazz hands with the raccoon paws?
You know what? Maybe that's what people need to start doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you have the rat... Not tamers. But people who
the rat tamers. No, rats. It's the rat, the good old rat tamers.
They should do that with raccoons.
Yes,
for a circus, like a raccoon circus.
Cirque de raccoon.
Mm-hmm. Actually, what's the French word for raccoon?
Not sure. I'll have you look French that one up.
Oh, translation.
Oh boy,
it is raton leveux.
Okay,
raton leveux. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna send it to you. So you
I just laughed exactly when you laughed, and that was terrifying.
Was it? Here you go.
It was.
Go ahead and play that translation.
Here's the French for raccoon.
Raton laveur.
There you go.
Raton laveur.
Oh, here we go.
And Garko, please also help.
Raton laveur.
Okay.
Laveur. Pull the laveur.
That's right.
Raton laveur.
Thank you, Google. This is very helpful.
Cirque de raton laveur.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
The raccoon circus.
Go ahead and put that as one of the titles for today, Kenny, because I'm going to move us on to our national day. Today's national day is, of course.
What was that?
You'll see in just a second. Oh, okay. You'll see in just a second. Don't you worry about it. I actually just forgot to edit this file, and it's fine. I'll edit it while I'm talking about this, Kenny. Today's national day. Is Happy National Eat What You Want Day. So
blue,
you can
blue.
That's right. You can basically just eat whatever you want. Now, as I'm editing this, it's fine. Don't worry about it. What are some popular foods in the United States? Kenny, how about you tell me a little bit about the popular foods?
You want me to read this right here?
Could you?
Okay, hold on. I have to wipe the allergy tears from my face so I can actually look at the computer screen.
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go. The most popular foods in the United States. Number one, steak. Number two, chicken. Number three, which should really be number one, pizza. Number four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Waffles.
Now that's surprising.
Waffles.
That's surprising. What'd you call me?
Waffles.
Thanks. That is very surprising. I would love to combine a couple of these things, like a pizza chicken waffle, which is kind of.
Or how about number five?
Yeah.
Is beef.
Okay.
How is steak and beef on the same list?
This is system. This is systemic, I guess. This is an example of how in the United States we are confusing steak and beef.
Apparently.
Nice work. Nice work, United States. And here's what you do today. I've got it all edited up just for you.
Perfect.
Yo!
Eat.
Really wanna zig a zig.
Eat.
If you want my future, forget my past.
So there you go. If you wanna get with me, it's the live remix of Eat What You Want Day. Because get it? You eat it and there's you put
Kyle,
a little bit of spice.
Don't go wasting my
top.
Precious food.
Gotta celebrate the national day.
You didn't get this part, did you?
No. You have got to. Now this is gonna be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Let's
congratulations,
do it
everybody.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah.
Say you could handle my love. Are you
there was something released yesterday.
Tell me.
I think what's her face?
Scary Spice.
Victoria Beckham. She said, they used to turn my mic off. I think that it was only four of the Spice Girls really singing.
No.
This was 2 days ago.
That
reported
posh,
on
Posh Spice.
Independent.co.uk. It's no wonder Victoria Beckham decided against pursuing a career as a solo singer after only one post-Spice Girls album. According to the fashion designer, when the girl group used to play together, they would turn off her microphone
because
her voice wasn't up to the other girl's standard.
Wow.
That's also a grammar mistake right there.
What else is surprising?
That's luckily because I used to wear heels. I just used to jig about a bit and I got away with it, but it never came easily.
Oh boy.
I was always much more reserved than the other girls.
Here you go. Let's have it an octave lower so we can really
sure.
get down with it.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I don't know if that's a full octave. But it's just lowering the pitch of the song. So that's not helpful. I found a karaoke version of
this
yesterday.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Can you go a couple more octaves lower?
I didn't do that myself. I found it just simply on the YouTube.
Can you find it? A couple more octaves lower? Like
no.
Demon Eat What You Want Day?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and find that, Kenny. What are you going to eat today?
I'm probably going to eat pizza. I'm going to stick with number three of the most popular foods in the U.S. I still don't believe that steak is number one. That can't be right. Something like ice cream has to be number one, right? Like everybody loves ice cream. Everyone eats ice cream. Or what would be more popular than that? It's hard to put steak above chicken. Because chicken is everywhere. Steak
is
not
true.
Everywhere.
That
chicken
is
everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And most people have an aversion to eating steak. Maybe they like
right.
it. Maybe this, you know, it is a favorite of the meat group.
Well,
but it is
now,
not, you know.
It's also the differentiation. So pizza is a collection of ingredients, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sneezing.
Here, I've got the slow version of
Wannabe. Just one more second, Kyle. Just hold on, one more second. And waffles, you have to make waffles. Like you have to put a bunch of ingredients to make a waffle.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it. You don't have any other ingredients to chicken. It's just chicken. And it's just steak. So it's like,
so you're
maybe hamburgers.
More, okay. All right.
Should be
yeah,
up
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Like
instead
a food,
of just beef.
Yeah. Like a food group, a whole food group.
Or a sandwich. I don't know.
Mm.
I'm confused by this list. Show me the song.
Mm-hmm. So that totally ruined the joke. I'm ready, Kenny, to move on.
Dang it, that was the joke.
To up, oh, down, out. Kenny, the Hitch Theater. And it's not a place that you hike to. It's a truck-mounted movie screen.
Wait, the Hitch Theater isn't the theater that always plays the movie Hitch with Will Smith and Kevin James?
No. Oh, no, nobody needs that.
Okay, good.
Nope. It's more of like a portable projection screen, and it attaches to your vehicle using, of course, the hitch on your truck, giving
hey,
its,
pretty nifty.
Its given name here. If you do not have a trailer hitch or enough room, I guess, in your truck bed, then no problem. This is for you, because it just hovers kind of on the back of your truck. Now, the use for this would be what? Mostly camping? I don't think you could set this up in your front yard and expect to really watch a movie. Unless
no,
you
this
were
would be camping.
You were broadcasting to the entire neighborhood.
Right.
So what do you think? Is this upvotable? There's some really strange...
Let's delve into this one.
Okay, there's a little... The photography for this is a little weird. I don't know if you've noticed that yet.
Oh, I have.
Okay, perfect.
It's either trying to sell the product or convince us that it is real.
I'm so happy. Why am I laughing? There's a projection screen on the back of my truck.
So the projection hitch screen device that connects to the hitch... it's not just boom, you put it on the hitch and it's done. Mm-hmm. You have to tie it down. It looks like,
yes,
you have to support it with these, you know, 20 yard long cords mm-hmm. that are then pinned all around your truck.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a very wide open space. Number one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Number two, you have to have a projector and a projector stand so that you can, I guess, elevate the projector so it reaches the hitch screen. Mm-hmm. And then, hold on a second, where are you plugging in?
To the ground.
You have a projector and, no power. You're in the middle of the wilderness.
Just your generator, your 80-pound generator that you brought with you.
Okay.
Gas guzzling Next. Generator.
Next. What speakers are you having? The screen has to have... You got to include like hitch speakers or something like that, or call them tailgate speakers or something like that. Exhaust speakers.
I think
I don't know. I'm trying to think of stuff that would attach to your truck.
Yeah.
That would then be related to the screen.
You're exhausting all your options here.
I know I am. Mm-hmm. And I think last but not least.
Yeah.
Just don't do this.
No. Okay. All right.
Although it does look like you can rear project, which is nice.
Is that a joke?
No,
it's the rear of the truck. No,
okay. A rear project, like you are shooting from one side of the screen and then you get to watch it on the other side of the screen.
Okay.
I don't know though.
So you potentially could put the projector in the back of the truck and then just point it and angle it and whatnot.
Well, of sorts, yes.
Let's hear from Greg Ukulele on what this thing can do. The truck just pulls off the road in the middle of nowhere. Now, the tall stand apparently comes with it. I don't know what the stand is for. Adjustable locking legs.
Uh-huh. And then
secure elastic straps.
So it doesn't come with a projector?
It doesn't come with a projector, but it does come with a projector stand.
And it doesn't come with like a measuring stick to tell you how far you need to put your projector?
Negative. You need to be fully aware.
You need to eyeball it.
Yeah, that's right. Mm.
Okay, so it takes five people to set this up.
And they're just hugging, mostly. So they set it up, and then they start hugging. I don't even think five people could fit in that truck. I don't know about this.
This guy adjusted the height of the projector before he turned on the projector.
Yes, and now he can't reach it anymore. It's way.
This guy's holding a DSLR
way up there.
Okay, so you need to, not only do you support the projector screen, you also have to support the projector. They ordered Domino's pizza. Hold on. Freeze frame back in this section. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people, 10 people in this frame.
Uh-huh.
And this girl is like, I'm eating Domino's pizza.
I am
like the crew of the shoot was having a pizza party. And they're like, you know what? Let's just use some B-roll. Let's take some footage of the people eating pizza. We'll just throw that into the pitch video.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm going to take a screenshot. And that will, of course, be in our show notes. And I will send it to you as well.
I can almost guarantee that this is like one of those super awful Kickstarter ideas that someone said, you know what? This would actually be a really good idea. We just need tons of capital and then let someone else take the blame for it. Oh, that's a perfect screenshot, by the way. That's a perfect screenshot that Kyle took. He's going to put in the show notes, but this, she's like got the pizza lifted up to the roof of her mouth.
Yeah. Yes. And looking
like she has a snake tongue
and looking a pizza snake tongue looking straight into your soul.
Oh goodness. Man.
Oh boy. All right. So we're down voting this.
Of course.
Sounds good to me. I've got one more upvote downvote for you here, Kenny.
Perfect.
Disneyland's Tower of Terror. You are familiar, yes?
I like that ride.
The report here from Boing Boing is that it will be turning into a Guardians of the Galaxy ride. React.
I don't really like this. The Tower of Terror theme, I think, is very well. It's very well done, and well, especially for the area that it's in, in the California Adventure side of things.
Sure.
I mean, I know that there is one in Disney World at the Disney MGM Studio Park.
All right, let's see. And
right, which was the first one. So that one was built, I think, in like 97 or something like that. And then the California Adventure one was built almost 10 years later. But it's such a fixture in that park and it's one of the tallest structures. I think it actually is the tallest structure in Anaheim, California.
I would not be surprised about that. No.
So if you were to overhaul that ride, you would have to basically completely change the inside, the outside facade. And that's a lot of work.
Well, the idea
just to retheme it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Make a new ride. At that point, you are making a new ride, right?
Yes, I agree. I agree. The thing is, it's themed after, I believe, the Twilight Zone, right?
It is,
yes. And so there's little modern cultural significance, I suppose, to the Twilight Zone. Are they rebooting that, or am I crazy?
The Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
I don't think they are.
Okay, well, they should, maybe, potentially. But the idea, I think you mentioned, is that this is a hotel.
Right.
It is built in a strange way. And it explained in the lore of the Tower of Terror.
Right.
So the shape of the building needs to change. This just doesn't make any sense to me. It would be a multi-year project. It would not align with the next version, I believe, of Guardians of the Galaxy. It would be shut down for a good period of time.
Well, I think the idea is that it's supposed to open next May, when the second Guardians movie comes out. That, I think, is the plan at this point. But I think it's. Mm-mm. I think this is all conjecture. I think this is all rumor. I believe
it is all rumor right now,
based off of leaked information. That's and I right. don't. I don't think that we should be putting too much stock into it.
Okay.
I will upvote it though. I will upvote it so that other people can. Because I would treat this like I want to upvote it so that other people can react to it. Because the more people who react to it, the more bad press I think it'll get, and the more likely it won't happen. I hope. Fingers crossed.
Right. Right. Good point. Very good point.
So, I've always said, my fiance and I, we like to play this game when we're at Disneyland. Like, which ride would you want to work on? Right? Which ride would you want to be a ride operator?
Sure.
Based on
sounds like a terrible
the
game,
theming, okay. Based on like what you actually have to do,
mm-hmm.
And every single time, I think we both choose Tower of Terror because you, as the cast member there, the ride operators, you get to be really, what's the word,
uninterested. Really,
well, like blank, like you get to try to throw off the patrons, the people who are riding the ride, uh-huh. Right? You try to put them into a weird state of mind because that's the whole Twilight Zone feel, right? You try to throw them off and that would be so much fun. Like every time that they put you in the elevator and they're like, all right, you guys ready to go? Okay. I'll see you later. I'm waving. Bye. Okay. You're not going to return. Bye. And then then the doors close. Like you're going to die.
It's frightening. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
And getting rid of that for I am Groot elevator or something. I don't know.
Agreed.
So anyway.
Agreed, Kenny.
Still upvote, though.
Thoroughly agreed. I will downvote this because I just don't want it. I don't want any of this. I hope.
Well, you like this ride, right?
I'm okay with this ride. I'm okay with it.
When was the last time you rode the Tower of Terror?
The last time I went on it with you.
That was a couple years ago, huh?
Yeah, like three.
Oh, yes. Can I show you the Burt Reynolds picture?
Excuse me?
Okay, I guess I didn't.
You can find that, and I will move on to a record of the day. Kenny, each day, we scour the internet. Looking for, of course, records that nobody cares about. And today's record, really, this might be one that you'll want to break. This is the record for the most consecutive bottle flips using the back of your hand.
What? Now,
Gordon K here.
Gordon Ramsay.
No, the Gordon K.
Wacky.
K. Flipped a bottle 27 times using the back of his hand. Now, in the video, he does stipulate quite a few rules as to how this should work. Can you imagine? So you put your we're gonna Macarena real quick and try and explain how you would flip a bottle. So you put your hand in front. You put the bottle on top of the back of your hand.
Uh-huh.
Like where, you know, on you would be the really, really hairy part.
Hey.
What? And then you lift your hand so that the bottle flips forward and then lands back on your hand.
Okay, I see what he's doing.
With the base of the bottle. So, yeah, if you watch it, it's a little easier to understand because I didn't have my Macarena music and...
Okay, really, so he's doing 27 in a row, huh?
That's right. So you can take as long as you want in between the flips, but it needs to do a full flip and land back on your hand.
Okay, he's flipping a water bottle here.
Yes.
There is some water in the bottle.
That is correct.
I wonder if that's part of it.
Does that help?
Does it help or hinder?
Probably, no, I would say it does help because you're dealing with the motion of the fluid on the inside of the bottle.
But it's not enough momentum to... Oh, I just saw him fail.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You may use, if you'd like to try this out for yourself, you may use a disposable water bottle, a reusable water bottle, a liquor bottle, which is probably glass, maybe, or a jug. You try it with a K.
Jug?
Yeah, jug. Like that. So nice work,
I think
Gordon.
I need like 14 hands to do that one.
That's probably not true. So we'll just say congratulations to Gordon for flipping us off 27
hey.
Times.
Hmm?
Hey! Hey! That's right. What are we playing today?
All right, Kyle. First stupid game is... first stupid game is... Can you guess the Pixar movie by its last line?
Oh, boy. Probably not.
How many have you seen? Have you seen all of them?
Probably. No, I have not seen all of them.
Okay. No. Well, then we're going to find out which ones you haven't seen.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Number one. So I'm going to read the quote, and then I'm going to read three possible movies. Okay?
Okay.
Kitty.
Monsters Incorporated.
That's a good one.
Ding!
Wow! A puppy! Is it from Up, Toy Story, or Inside Out?
Toy Story.
That's right! Now what? Is that from Cars, Up, or Finding Nemo?
Oh, boy. Cars?
No, Finding Nemo. It's when the fish finally escape from the Australian dentist.
Right.
And they're
right.
in the bags.
Yeah,
and they
go, I see it. I see
now
it.
What?
Goodness. All right.
All right. What could happen? Brave, A Bug's Life, or Inside Out?
A Bug's Life.
Inside Out.
We just watched this.
We just watched that, Kyle.
Does the mom have really short arms, or is it looks really weird from this angle?
It does look really weird. You're right. Hold on, I have to sneeze. Okay. So long, partner.
Ooh.
Toy Story 3, Wall-E, or Up?
Up?
Toy Story 3, Kyle, come on.
So long.
Woody says it to Andy?
Whatever.
As the camera zooms out?
No, I have no idea. I watched that in the theaters and that was it. That was
done. That was it. You couldn't take it anymore.
That's correct.
It's good to be home.
Is it? Let's go with...
Cars, Finding Nemo, or Wall-E?
It's obviously not Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo. That's that mob movie, right? Yeah.
Right.
Let's go with Cars.
It's Wall-E.
Wow.
He says it. Yeah, he's like...
That's not okay. That's
maybe
terrible.
I need new glasses. Is that Up, A Bug's Life, or the already answered Inside Out?
Up. Vote.
That's right. And last but not least, Kyle, soon all will tremble before me. Brave, Monsters Incorporated, or The Incredibles?
I'm going to say Incredibles.
Oh. That's exactly right. It was the mole.
I have not seen that movie
and
either.
Then they fight him.
No.
And you got 50% on that one, Kyle.
Okay. I did better than 34% of people who took the quiz. That's
all right. Now, the next game, Kyle, the next of the two stupid games is I want you to try to guess how much the hipster food costs compared to the original food.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Let me just grab some music here for us real quick.
I'm all ready. Right, there we go. Perfect. Hipster music. Number one, guess how much the hipster version of maple syrup costs. Okay, I'm going to give you four options. That's called Bobo's Mountain Sugar, A Taste of Tree, Wood-Fired Vermont Maple Syrup. This is a pint.
Oh, God.
Does it cost $6.99, $8.25, $10.99, or $16.25?
Let's go with 10.
$16.25.
Oh, that's really quiet. I'll try and fix that.
All right. Number two, regular marshmallow fluff costs $1.94 for 16 ounces. How much do you think the hipster version called Kerfluffle costs?
Oh boy.
Is it $7, $9, $13, or $16?
$9?
$13, Kyle.
Oh, it's even quieter.
It's fine.
I'm doing very terribly. Kyle,
this is called Empire Mayonnaise. Oh, it's made in Brooklyn. How much do you think it costs? $5, $6, $8, $9?
Well, let's go $8.
$8 is exactly right, Kyle. I mean, it's non-GMO. It's cage-free eggs. It's all natural. It's mayonnaise.
Mm.
Oh, jeez. All right, Kyle. How about this fish sauce, which, keep in mind, costs like $2 from an Asian grocery store.
Sure.
This is called Bliss fish sauce.
Fish sauce.
Is it $10.50? $16.50, $21.50, or $32.50?
Doesn't it depend on how many fish are in there, maybe?
It's like a like I said, it's like $2 from an Asian grocery store.
All right, let's, what was the second to last one?
$21.50.
Let's do $21.50.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yuck.
Yucka. $21.50.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one, I actually think that you have this in your house.
Oh, no.
Skinny and Company started with two brothers on a trip to Vietnam. How much do you think these two brothers want for their coconut oil?
Mm-hmm.
Gasp.
I bet you have this.
I probably do.
$8, $19, $30,
$35.
$30. $30 is right, Kyle. You spend $30 on coconut oil?
No, I spend $32 on ghee.
Ghee?
Ghee.
Ghee? How much do you suppose this wine bottle-sized sparkling grape juice costs? This is from Oakencroft Farm. $6, $11, $15, or $20?
$11.
$20. I'm going to give you one more.
I'm going to pick
the best one. All right. We got pickles here.
Now, pickles.
These are garlic dills epic pickles.
Okay.
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 $5.25. $7.25. $12.25 or $15.25 for a jar of pickles.
$15.25.
That's correct, Kyle. That's like $4 a pickle.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm. That's how I measure things. Not in life.
No.
Yeah.
You can hear me shaking my head because I'm panning. I guess this is a mono. I'm not panning.
Hmm. Well, good. I'll put both of those two stupid games, indeed very stupid, into our show notes over at goodstuff.fm. You click there and we're probably near the top somewhere. That's how it works. You can also check out some of the other great shows on there. Show Me Your Mic just came back with an episode, and they've got a newsletter that you can go on. And if you're a podcaster yourself, you can send in your answers to questions that Chris asks. So one guy, one question, I guess. I already made that joke yesterday, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. Mm-mm. Email me or Kenny, either one. It'll go to the same place. Kyle@goodstuff.fm for questions, concerns, complaints, or if you just want to tell me
how your leather baguette was.
Breaking news. More breaking news.
Beepity beep boop boop boop. Ow.
Everybody with an iPhone or an Android phone who has Instagram currently, as soon as you upgrade, you're about to get one of the stupidest designed icons in the history of ever.
Oh, no. Instagram.
I'm going to let that be a surprise icon to you today. I guess updated with a flat design. I'm putting stupid quotes around that word, flat design. The whole idea is that Instagram has been using that icon this whole time, and it's just right.
It's a whole new look for the app as well. Wow. Yeah. I'll put this in the bottom of our show notes somewhere if you hear this for some reason and don't see the outrage on Twitter before you listen to this episode, which you probably will since this is breaking right now. So you can follow us on Instagram, Morning Show AM. There you go.
There you go.
I don't know what else to tell you. Jeez Louise, my brain is melting. You can follow the show, Morning Show AM, on Twitter, or follow the whole network, Good Stuff FM. It'll let you know when we're live and when we post a show. A huge thanks to Feed Press for delivering this file to ya, and managing our RSS feed. You can get a free trial for 14 days with the coupon code Morning Show, feed.press/morningshow. Go and do that today. Have a great rest of the week. We will not be here on Friday. Dropping that bomb.
Holy cow.
Right now.
OMG.
That's right. Be back probably, potentially, for a foods for Saturday.
Oh. So
we'll see you then. Have a great week, Kenny. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.